This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Mobile service provider Vodafone is under fire for its actions during Egypt's Arab Spring. The telecom giant owns 45% of Verizon here in America. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us from London, where Vodafone is headquartered. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mark.
So what exactly happened involving Vodafone during the Egyptian protests?
Right. Well, this was 2 years ago. Vodafone was forced during the uprising by the Mubarak regime to shut down its network for 24 hours. It also prevented its customers accessing the internet for 5 days, and it sent, under the orders of the Mubarak regime, pro-regime text messages to its customers.
Tell us what happened to Vodafone after people found out about these actions in Egypt.
Well, before the uprising in Egypt, it was signing up 3 million new customers a quarter. In the 3 months after the revolution, that had slumped to just over 500,000, so an 80% decline. Now, you could say that Vodafone made the wrong call here. They should have sided with the protesters. But Scott Cleland, who runs the Precursor consulting firm in Washington, says it was an impossible call to make.
Companies aren't perfect prognosticators. They are also not the ethical arbiter of whether or not a regime survives or dies.
And he says it's perfectly possible that if Vodafone had sided with the protesters and the Mubarak regime had survived, the company would have been in breach of its contracts and kicked out of the country.
And quickly, Stephen, what's Vodafone doing to avoid getting in this kind of situation again?
Vodafone and a group of other telecom companies are talking about signing up to a global standard operating code so they're not forced into violating human rights anywhere where they operate. The deadline for that code was the end of December. The deadline has passed. Vodafone's now coming under attack from human rights campaigners, but the company says it's complicated. We'll have the code ready in several weeks.
Okay, Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks.
Okay, Mark.